With Montana News, I'm Corin Keats-Carney. The hundreds of millions of federal tax dollars that Medicaid expansion is bringing to Montana have added thousands of jobs here and significantly boosted the state's economy. It's enough of a boost to pay for Montana's share of the jointly funded healthcare program. That's according to a new report by economist Bryce Ward with UM's Bureau of Business and Economic Research. He summarized it for a legislative oversight committee Thursday.
When you have that much new money circulating in your economy, you get a bunch of economic activity. We estimate that it's roughly 5,000 jobs and roughly $280 million in personal income each year.
Montana's Medicaid expansion program, launched in 2016, ends next year unless state lawmakers vote to continue it. So the costs and benefits of the social welfare program will be front and center in the 2019 legislative session. It's likely that Republicans will continue to hold a majority in the legislative branch, and that party has been a tough sell on expanding Medicaid. The new economic analysis finds that even though Montana's share of the cost of Medicaid expansion will rise to 10%, with the federal government picking up the rest, the program pays for itself.
I do think this is a story that isn't just a Montana story. This is a story that's potentially a Montana success that other states should be replicating if it turns out to be real.
Economist Ward said that although his is just an initial report with a less than ideal sample size, the data show a positive trend in the expansion's impact on the state's workforce. Since the rollout of Montana's Medicaid expansion, the people eligible for the program have seen a 6% increase in labor force participation. Montana's Medicaid expansion bill was crafted to include incentives for recipients to get help finding work from the State Department of Labor. At the time, the federal government would not allow states to require that recipients find work in order to get Medicaid. The incentives in Montana's expansion bill, called Help Link, won over more conservative members of the state legislature, who passed it as a hand up, not a hand out. And Bryce Ward says that appears to be happening.
We've got this pattern, employment and labor force participation amongst this exact group of people who are eligible for Medicaid expansion and Help Link goes up. We don't see it amongst the same population in other states. It also doesn't appear to be something that's also driving increases in employment and labor force participation amongst our higher income people. And it starts in 2016. So it does appear that something happened to employment and labor force participation amongst the Medicaid eligible in Montana at the time that this started.
Great Falls Republican Senator Ed Buttrey co-wrote Montana's Medicaid 2015 expansion bill and worked hard to win his party's support. He says the Trump White House will encourage Republicans in Montana to change aspects of the state's Medicaid bill, which could include stiffer workforce participation requirements. However, Buttrey was happy with the progress report released Thursday.
I like the fact that a lot of our assumptions have been confirmed, that we were going to have an effect of unemployment on this population, that we were going to have good effects on the health. And if we can look at that and see that we are actually paying for the program or it's a net positive for the state, which we saw today, that's really important.
In roughly 10 months, lawmakers reconvene in Helena to determine the future of the Medicaid expansion that gives more than 90,000 people in the state health coverage. Democratic Governor Steve Bullock's administration is expected to make a hard push to continue the program leading up to 2019. Bullock's appointed leader for the state health department, Sheila Hogan, read a brief statement to the oversight committee Thursday.
The reauthorization of HELP is certainly my top priority and the top priority of the department. I'm very optimistic that it will happen.
University of Montana economists added Thursday that other national research shows that Medicaid expansion reduces crime by more than 3% in areas where it has passed, and that it reduces medical debts and improves credit scores for low-income borrowers. The University of Montana research provided by the Medicaid Oversight Committee was funded by the Headwaters Health Foundation of Western Montana and the Montana Healthcare Foundation, which supports healthcare reporting on Montana Public Radio. I'm Corin Keats-Carney, Montana Public Radio.